What is up, Anchor? This is the Spoon of Consciousness broadcast, and today is Successful Saturdays. Before we get into today's post, I just want to give a huge shout out to everyone who's been listening, everyone who's watching the podcast on YouTube, everyone who's supporting the blog. Thank you all so much. More great content coming your way. So let's get into it. All right, so the first quote is, "All that matters is how you see yourself." If you don't believe that you are worthy of the success you're going for, you're not going to ever get it. So you need to believe in yourself, empower yourself with that belief, and see yourself already having these things while you're getting there, while you're putting in the work. The second quote is, "Surround yourself with people who force you to level up, because we become the average of the five people we spend the most time with." So you've got to ask yourself, are the people around you going to help you to get to where you want to be? And if they're not, you got to change your company. And that's going to be difficult to do in itself. But ask yourself, are you worthy of that which you're seeking? And the rest is up to you. The third quote is, "There is no staircase to success. You've got to build your own." And I think this is extremely true, because there is, like, a lot of us are looking for the set pathway, like, oh, just do X and Y and then you'll get to where you want to be. The success journey requires us to build our own success. It means that we're going to have to go through a lot of challenges, a lot of quote-unquote failures, which we'll come on to later on. And we need to learn that this is our staircase, right? We are building it for ourselves, and it's never been done before. Whatever you are seeking to do, yes, other people may have achieved it, but your pathway to success will not be exactly the same as theirs. And the next quote is, "Enjoy your life today, because yesterday has gone and tomorrow may never come." The now is all that exists, and we've got to use the power of now to create our success. You see, a lot of people are on journeys, but they're not actually present, so they're missing out on stuff. When you're creating success, you've got to use as much of your time consciously as possible to create this success that you want to make for your life. And that leads me on nicely to the next quote, which is, "The six best doctors are sunshine, exercise, water, rest, diet, and air." All of these are essential keys to getting the most out of the time you have on this planet, but also the most out of whatever journey you're on. If it's the journey to happiness, if it's the journey to creating a career for yourself, maybe you want a legacy. You have got to make sure you're fulfilled from the inside, and that will overflow outward. And these six natural doctors that you can get will help you to do that. Now, the next quote is something I think is extremely important to talk about. "Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn." This means that there's no failures, because you can't fail if you learn from the mistakes. And the only true failure is in giving up. So while you're on your journey, notice what challenges you come in contact with and try and learn from each experience. And we'll get on to the next last bit of the post in just a second. Okay, so the next quote is, "The more hours you work now, the more hours you can chill later." Which, you know, this is a concept that I've been taught a lot about through my whole life. When I was younger, I always used to complain about doing schoolwork. And my dad used to tell me, you know, you do what is hard now so you can enjoy what you've worked hard for later on. You don't have to work that hard. This concept of deferred gratification, doing what's hard now so that you can enjoy something else later on, it's not promoted in our society. We've been told that instant gratification is the way to go. And I think that's the fastest way to getting let down in the future. You know, if you don't work on something right now and you're relying on, you know, just having a good time and chilling, later on it's going to be a lot harder for you. So maybe, you know, something worth considering along this success journey is, what are you prepared to sacrifice now so you can enjoy something more later on? And the next quote is, "Success is never owned, it's rented, and the rent is due every day." This is such a huge concept that I really can only sum up with it. Just another quote which I didn't actually put in the post. Rome was not built in a day. The whole empire was built over years, and they laid those bricks every single day. So we've got to see ourselves as the success we're creating is as a metaphor or in actual physicality in your real life, it may be a physical thing. We are trying to build this empire, right? If it's your happiness, if it's the relationship, whatever it is, whatever you class as success, you are creating it, and over time it will be built if you don't stop. If you keep laying bricks every single day, it will eventually take the shape of an empire. So don't stop. Chase happiness. Everything else is a bonus. Like, if you're not loving what you do, then it's going to be really difficult for you to enjoy it. So if you chase happiness and money or success, which however you describe that, or fulfillment or whatever, if all of that comes as a consequence of you doing what makes you happy, then you will be wildly successful. But I class success as long as I'm happy and fulfilled, I'm good. And that's what I think is success in my opinion. The next quote is, if you aren't doing what you love, you're wasting your life. And I think this is really true, man. Like, life's long. You know, we say, yeah, life's short. Okay, it's both true. You know, it's too long to do what you hate, and it's too short to miss out on doing what you love. So definitely something worth thinking about. When you stop making excuses and go hard, you will be very successful. Basically, I am of the opinion that since changing my life, I'm of the opinion that the more time we use on creating the dream or the goal, the more chance we have of becoming successful. And that's just very real. You know, playing video games and stuff is not going to make you millions of dollars unless you're putting your time and stuff into that particular avenue. But if you're just chilling, you can't really expect much to come from that. And the last quote is, not being where you want in life is okay, but doing nothing about it is not. So when you're not where you want to be, you've got two choices. Either you complain, or you can make a better situation out of your life with your actions. The choice is totally up to you. All right, so that was 12 quotes that I really like for reinforcing this idea that, you know, we're on a journey. We're trying to get somewhere. The success is not going to come overnight. I think these kind of quotes, you know, they just provide a little bit of encouragement, and it will give you something to think about when times get a bit difficult. But I'm interested to know your thoughts. What's the success that you're going for? How do you feel about how the journey is going right now? And if you're having trouble creating your success, or you're coming to some roadblocks, call in. Let's have a discussion. I'm not a guru. I'm not Jesus. I don't have all the answers. But I'm sure as hell positive that a problem shared is a problem that you'll feel less. And having other people's perspectives on stuff can definitely help. And I'd just like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, success is created with what you choose to do today. What are you doing now that's going to help you build your success? That's what I want to leave you with. Hope you're all having a great day. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Peace. Also, just wanted to remind you that the latest episode of the Spoon of Consciousness podcast is out. Hit the YouTube link in the bio. I had a conversation with Sarah, who is a modern day shaman. Really, really fascinating talk that we had. The discussion was great. We spoke about shamanism in the modern day without using plant medicines. We spoke about how to set emotional boundaries and why this can be difficult, challenging for empaths, those kinds of things. And we talked about some of the new age concepts and behind spirituality. It was a really great discussion. Let me know what you think. If you've checked it out, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. Peace.